afternoon. It is 12:51. Election day is Tuesday. Where do you plan on watching or listening to the results come in? You could stay home or listen in your car on your way home from work, but some bars and restaurants in the area would like you to come in and watch the results there. Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? Is here to talk about it. Hey, Nikki.
Hi. So what I love about it is that being that we are D.C., all the restaurants in this area are like, come on in. It doesn't matter if you wear red or blue. You can come on in and have a good time and either drown your sorrows or toast to celebration for your favorite candidate. So let's start with Capital City Brewing. They are doing an all-day election happy hour, so you can get in there bright and early. Of course, there'll be lots of drink specials, lots of food specials. Come in with an I Voted sticker, you get something special. I would definitely head over there if you are into beer. It's a great place to swill some. And there is an election day party at Sonoma. They're over on the Hill, so if you work on the Hill, this will be perfect for you. Walk in with your I Voted sticker, and you are rewarded with a complimentary Election Day treat from the executive chef, Michael Bonk. And after lunch, the party will continue there with specials on beer and wine and election cocktails. Now, I did just hear from Hill Country Barbecue. They are actually doing specials as well, and that's such a fun place anyway. They'll have TV screens set up, and they are doing a red Jello shot and a blue Jello shot. So if you're planning on getting really drunk on election night, I think that's the place to go for that. Now, over at Art and Soul, which is in the Affinia Hotel, also on Capitol Hill, a lot of Hill staffers hang out there, so they decided to do a little celebration over there. They have a swing steak cocktail menu. They're pouring fabulous drinks and lots of fun election themed treats. They've got cookies from Sticky Fingers coming in, and all their cocktails are swing state featured. So there's something in each drink from that particular swing state, whether it's a slice of cheese from Wisconsin or a gin from Virginia. Lots of fun ways that they're putting it together. And then lastly, if you want to tally the vote, you should head over to Lincoln over in downtown. They're doing lots of fun, of course, election cocktails. They have one called the Elephant and one called the Donkey. Flat screens all around. A great fun place to, again, either drown your sorrows or toast your candidate.
Is that the one that has the menu inspired by both candidates?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll be doing fun dinner items the whole night. And given that the name is Lincoln, clearly there is a presidential slant over at that restaurant.
Now, we want to talk about local ways to help out the victims of Superstorm Sandy. Does that have a kind of restaurant or eatery feel?
It does, actually. I mean, there's a couple places are just coming in now. Everybody's looking for ways to especially help those up in New York and New Jersey. So tonight, actually, the fabulous restaurant 1789 is going to donate 20% of its total sales to the Red Cross for the relief fund. So if you don't have plans tonight or you were thinking about dining out, absolutely head over there. It's such a lovely restaurant, and this is such a fantastic cause. Now, the Hamilton, next Sunday, November 11th, all the proceeds raised will go to the Red Cross for New York, New Jersey relief fund. So please mark your calendar for that. It's going to be, you know, it's well worth it, and it's a very good cause. And stay tuned, because I think a lot of other restaurants and bars in the area are going to start doing more to send relief up north.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Nikki. Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It?